G'day guys, welcome back to another episode of the Inner City Hermit podcast. As always guys, if you're enjoying the content, make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify or YouTube and subscribe to the podcast there. Or if you want to keep up to date on socials, Instagram, Facebook and there is now a TikTok at Inner City Hermit. We did it, excellent. Okay, my guests today, they need no introduction. They're the boys Darcy and Klutz from Bloody Brilliant Beers. That's all you need to know. They're the best dudes ever. I love them so much. They've got some merch dropping. We talk about beers. We talk about where they want to take the page. And man, like I said, I can't express how much I love these guys. They're great. They're doing amazing things. And it was a great podcast. So without further ado, Klutz and Darst, the boys from Bloody Brilliant Beers. Alrighty, g'day guys, welcome back to another episode of the Inner City Hermit podcast. I'm fucking myself up here because I haven't used this mic like this in a while, but we got my boys, my brothers, the boys from Bloody Brilliant Beers, who need no introduction. How the fuck are you, boys?
Toey.
Very excited.
Well, we weren't going to have a beer, and then I was like, well, I've got two beers. Yeah. They're actually Curtis's beers, so shout out Cody B.
It's 10:07 on Saturday morning.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. I've got a coffee because there was only two beers, so just being a very hospitable guest. Here comes Luna because she's going to come out right as we fucking start the podcast, and it's going to go like that. Boys, how's everything been? Go for it,
mate. It's been awesome, mate. We've had a productive couple of weeks. Obviously, sold us our first lot of shirts, which was awesome. It's been a sick time.
It was the tenth of June, I think. It was literally a month ago. Today's the 11th.
So. Was that a month ago?
Yeah, pretty hectic. Like it's funny to think. Like we were talking about how we want to sort of do something every 5 to 6 weeks or something like that. And I thought that would be such a long time.
It's quick, between innings.
But
it's so quick.
Bro, it's just gone like that, man.
And we didn't really waste any time. Like, we're launching more shirts on Thursday, which will basically be 5 weeks.
Yeah. That's that shirt there, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, you'll see. I've got the first lot of shirts on, which I appreciate.
We're doing that one again the white one as well. But we literally pretty much the next week ordered and then...
It was pretty crazy. We were like, let's just do it.
Yeah, man. I was messaging Darcy on the night that you guys were sort of putting everything out there and man, you said like you like being completely honest, you were like in tears.
You were so stoked. Yeah. I was like, fuck, it was basically 6 months since when we started to launching the shirts. And I've been putting in hours now, literally every day for 6 months. And I was like, fuck, if these shirts don't sell, I'm going to be so gutted. Yeah. So we're pretty stoked with that. But
yeah, can't like thank Darcy enough, to be honest. Like I always tell everyone that I do fuck all, really. Like, to be perfectly honest, man, like I'm not posting much shit at all, if anything. Like Darcy's doing all the video editing. He's doing all the memes. He's doing all that sort of stuff. Like, the time and effort he's put into it on top of working full-time job, like it's crazy. Like
it's a grind that you sort of have. Thank God Luna's finished.
But like it's like I remember like saying to Darce, like, because I feel bad for not doing stuff, but he genuinely loves doing that sort of shit.
I fucking love it. Yeah. And thank you, Josh. That was lovely.
I'll plug the absolute shit out of you, man. It's funny,
when we got these shirts, I obviously wanted to check that we got the right numbers and everything was printed all good. So I literally went through all the shirts and folded them up. It took me like 3 hours. And I was talking to someone like, fuck, that must suck. I was like, I loved it. I was like, this is sick.
Well, I was actually talking to, Connor during the week, who's from Plastic Love. And he sells like 1,000 shirts a drop. Well, maybe not that much. But he still, even at the like level he is, he'll still individually pack them because that's the part of the job that he like fucking loves. He doesn't even think about getting other people to pack for him because he'll leave like little thank you notes shit. And
it's just
so
like having
personal
control of the process, because we looked at doing drop shipping and stuff. So basically like you send your design to a company and then when someone orders off your website, you send it to the company, they print, pack and send it, which like would have been, the margins were not even that much worse. Like it was similar, we would have made similar money, but wouldn't have had to deal with any of it. But I was like, nah, I actually want to like...
It's pretty sick being able to physically handle your own.
We delivered most of the, I think there's only 3 or 4 that we sent via post. Yeah. And the rest of them, we like physically drove around and delivered them
that's
and stuff
sick.
As well.
I think that's a cool thing too, in the way that like you're obviously starting quite local. Like a lot of people, it's around Brisbane that it's really getting to. You've got a couple like international people, but the best thing about it is you can be personal in the way that you give away the products because everyone lives around the area.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I think in a way, like, you know, we've spoken about how you get recognized all the fucking time.
It's seeing so
like
weird.
Yeah. Seeing like you rock up at someone's door and being like, holy fuck, it's that giant motherfucker from the page is like handling my shirt. Yeah. Like I think that's a cool process, and that means like when people post in the group, they know that it's going to like you guys you guys know who the people are, which is sick.
Dude, it's funny say like I went out to the Val on Saturday for the first time in ages. Fucking shit house, don't go out.
I heard it's garbage, man.
But I was standing in line for retros, and these two blokes were just like, sort of whispering to each other, looking at me. And then they just go, Clots? And I was like, hey boys, how are we? And they just came over, met these, Joe and Blair, their names were, but they were like, man, when are you releasing your next drop of shirts? Like, appreciate that you're replying to us on Instagram. Like, it's so sick what you boys are doing. And I was like, well, thanks for supporting
us. Dude, that's
what
it's about.
Got invited to Kickons back in Holland Park. But I have work, so I couldn't go, but I was so
talented. And also, it's in Holland Park.
Yeah. But, you know, like, it's just those sort of things. Like, I never imagined, like, 6 months ago that people would be recognizing who we are.
Or spending hard-earned money on shirts.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing, too. Like, you look at people's time is worth money. And people's, obviously, like, people are... You know, especially in this time, like there's people without, like, you know, who aren't working as much. And if people are willing to give you guys the money to get some merch to rep, like, be like, I mean, it sounds really like corny and shit, but fuck it. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I know for a fact, like, I'll rep this all weekend. Like, I'm not going to take it off, which is kind of gronk because I'll probably go to the pub tomorrow to watch the UFC. But like, If you see another bloke wearing it, it's like that automatic. Yeah. Even if it's not you, like if you're someone in the group and you see a person wearing that shirt, you're like, holy fuck, I know that guy. Yeah. Like, that's the coolest thing.
I can't wait till we see someone that we like don't know wearing
fucking
a shirt.
Fucking oath, man. Like, can't wait. It's like when I go back to when we were talking to Kempy about his bloke in a bar stuff. Yeah. And how he was keen for his merch to get out there. And he's mentioned it on his podcast as well. There's nothing better than seeing your community that you've built off the back of your hard work, just like, I don't know who this dude is, but he's supported me by buying a shirt. Like, it's, and I had a mate say to me the other day, shout out to Herdy. He's like, love what you boys are doing. Like, always going to support you. He's like, what's 30 bucks? I was like, 30 bucks is a lot, to be honest, man. Like,
it's like half my groceries.
Exactly. But it's like, it's pretty humbling that people want to support us in that respect. So,
yeah, man.
Yeah, it's sick, man.
Dude, also on that, like how, even down to like where Kempy's car, you see his fucking...
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah,
that, but massive. That's such an iconic car. Like you are always, every time you see that car, it's like no doubt. It's like, you know, Shami, like his brother
got,
is all over
like
his...
like uncut or something on the number plate or...
Something like that. But like...
Yeah. He's got the decals of his brother.
Yeah, his brother's on the side. So like if you see that, like even though it was like a prank, dude, when you see that car, like... I saw a car like that. Like, I think he's got like a G-Wagon, a white G-Wagon. And I sped up the other day just to see if it was his car. Like, it's even stuff like, even basic shit like that, you can make sort of iconic in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's sick. So what was the process like with getting the shirts? Is it pretty...
First time around was...
We did a dry run back in November.
When we
end
first
of November.
Started, we were like, oh, we should get some to wear. Because we were like, okay, we're going to make videos and stuff. And like, we'll wear them.
Yeah, that's right. You got like three. Because I remember last time you, Jay, and Klutz all had.
Yeah. And there's a few of the other boys that. Like I didn't have the founding member on the bottom. But we got. It was such a weird story. The group had just started. And I was at my barber. And he's like, oh, if you want to get shirts made up, the guy who does our shirts is really good. And so we hit him up and literally like 3 to 4 days turnaround, he had them to us. And they're pretty cheap, like sweet. So we got them and then, we just like basically just put out content for like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, because we're like, there's no, like no one's going to back us if we're just the biggest thing was we don't want to put stuff out there and just seem like it's like a short-term cash grab. Like, yeah. It's, we want this to be a long-term success.
And like, the other thing was as well, we don't have that much money. We weren't prepared to go and get shirts printed to not sell them, like for them just to sit there. Like, it's a pretty big upfront cost. So we did that, and which was good. And then we're like, okay, came time. We're like, we're just going to get like 35 shirts and see how they go. Hit this guy up and he's like, yep, no worries. Same price as last time, everything. It's like, yep, cool, cool, cool. And like, I feel bad because it was like right in the middle of when COVID happened and lockdown and stuff.
Yeah, because I know you were talking to me about it and you were fucking like stressed about like, oh,
because we people paid for it, like straight like, up we front bought as well. Them,
all that shit. And I mean, like, even now, like, I know, like, Miss K's wasn't doing that great during COVID. Fuck, like, no. There was nothing. Like, even your work was struggling a bit. Like, I know. It was a fucking huge risk, man.
This dude basically like went quiet on us for 2.5 weeks after he said they'd be ready in like 4 days. And it was just like back and forth, one thing after another. And as I said, I don't want to like call him out and hose him because like he's a small business owner. Like he would have been through hell and back during COVID and stuff. But it basically took like not nearly 10 weeks for us to get the shirts from when we ordered. And the worst thing was people hitting us up and I'd be like,
oh, it's your phone. I was like, is it fucking mine?
She's in the bag now. Bad boy.
People kept hitting us up like, oh, when are the shirts? And I was like, oh, we ordered them last week, so they'll be ready next week. And then they hit us up and be like, oh, when are the shirts? It's like, oh, this should be like another couple of days. And it's like, it ended up being like 10 weeks later. So it was a bit of a process, but it wasn't that like, realistically.
Wasn't that bad, but I think personally, like I'm really happy it happened in that way because shit, we've learned a lot. Like we've learned so much. At the end of the day, even though we're their customers, we're sort of like, it should be on our time, if that makes sense. Yeah, so like, you know, if we're, I feel as though, cause we paid, there was no like rush in a sense, but now it's like, we know you get your invoice, get us our product and then we'll pay.
Yeah. Like, or we'll pay for some of it up front. And then
exactly.
Like, cause the guy was so good last time. I literally sent him the design and 3 days later, they're ready for pickup. I was like, oh shit. So I paid him. Yeah. So this time he like sent me the invoice, like sweet, paid it the same day. He's like, yep, they'll be ready next week. 10 weeks later, we're still waiting for him. But so we changed supplier for this one.
Yeah.
Which was good. And that again,
and was this for like the founding member ones?
Yeah, so that so it's literally the same shirt, like the exact same shirt.
Because
they're just it's AS color shirts.
Good, so nice. Dude,
they are good. Yeah. I think if anyone goes through AS color, like it's fucking quality.
Especially the staple, and like you can get cheaper ones. But we're like, oh, we don't want to send stuff out that's bad quality. Just like we were talking about before, we got some hats done up, and it just didn't. You can see them, and some of them look good, but some of the it's just screen printed, and some of them didn't sit well and some are not lined up, and like we're just not going to sell them because we don't want to send out we'd rather someone get our shirt and our hat and be like, this is sick, and then want to buy from us again, then we get them for one purchase and they get their hat and it's like, oh, these guys,
because you can get them, you can get them like stitched, but I mean, the like stitching is stuff. Like I guess the other one you could do is like, because I got a, I think it's RVCA hat, and it's like a, like you get a badge and the badge is sewn.
The ones we're looking at getting we're looking at getting these like corduroy ones with a badge on the front, which was sick, but the minimum order was 100, so we were a bit unsure. So, but if we can move through the numbers of shirts we've got for this one, we'll probably look at doing the corduroy hats for the next one.
So. I reckon that even if you sold them, like, you know, fair play, like, I can understand why you don't want to sell them, but like, I think if you did, man, they would still go off.
Yeah.
Because like, I said to you when you came up and you gave it to me, I was like, the actual hat itself, because it's an AS color hat, it's just the hat itself is fucking
good
sick.
Quality
so,
hat.
In my head, like, dude, if the screen printing like rubs off, I've still got a quality. As dumb as that.
We'll figure out something to do with them. But,
yeah, exactly. But massive credit to who we went through, PSI. They're a friend of ours. Georgia works for them, but like she's been really good helping us with a bunch of stuff. She genuinely
felt bad about the hat. She was like,
us a message. She's like, shirts look awesome. She's like, but we've just like ripped into our supplier because. Yeah. These look so bad. If you don't want them, no dramas. So we're like, we'll have a look. And we both decided, you know, we want
good
perfect
quality
product,
shit. Yeah.
Good quality, all that sort of stuff. But then, like, as I said to you, like, I woke up this morning, saw mum, and she's like, there's a package out the front. Had a message being like, look, feel free to take these. We've kept a couple. Hope that's okay. I'm like, holy shit. Like,
it's sick.
It's a bit of a, like, So it's really, like, I'm very happy that we've...
It's almost like that's the way that we're thinking about it is the exact way that they've treated it, right? Like, they've provided us a product that's not satisfactory. And if they could have been like, here's the invoice, you have to pay it. And we would, next time we would have been like, fuck these guys, we're not going to get hats off him.
Yeah.
But it's the exact same as us, like selling us a hat to someone that shit. It's like, oh, I'm never going to buy a hat off him again.
Because, exactly.
So.
And now you'll probably go back for sure.
100% we'll go back. Hell yeah, man. 100%. They turned him around like that. And like, we didn't have to pay. Like, we obviously got to pay, but didn't have to pay anything up front, which is awesome. So
that's really cool. No, that's awesome that you can get stuff around like that, and it works well, especially as like a small thing. Because I know you were really sketch about putting products out because you felt that there was this weird sort of connotation with making money off the group. Which
I think it was more like we wanted to keep it really genuine and through like provide value for people through our content, but it's actually valuable, not pushing them stuff because we're getting a kickback.
Yeah.
Like we'd prefer to review a beer that we love and tell you about it. Or if we hate it, give it a spray and not make any money off it. And then be like, hey, if you love the group, go buy a shirt. Like, you know, you're spending your money, right? Whereas imagine if Wild Yak sent us 4 cartons of beer, like, yeah, here you go. And we're drinking it and it tastes like shit.
But
and
you
we're
like, feel like,
this is the best beer ever. And then someone goes out and drinks it and it's shit. Like, so that's sort of the way we looked at it. We'd prefer to like keep all of our content and messaging really genuine. And then when we want people to support us, it's like, hey, if you have loved...
So I get my Charizard, bro.
If you
can move it if you want, bro.
No, that's right. If you've loved what we've done or you want to support us or whatever, you know, we'd love if you bought a shirt.
On the review thing, like, we've been getting a fair amount of free piss now, which is good.
Yeah.
Which fucking, is so sick.
What do you mean it's good?
Yeah.
That's the whole
It's funny. I always say to Klutzy, it's like, a carton of beer is $50, but if you had like... If I could take a bonus at my work where it's an extra $50 a week or a carton of piss, I'm taking the piss every day.
Dude, I remember I remember my first football contract, right? Like, it was very small, but it was $50 and I made it as an 18-year-old. It was $50 a week.
Yeah.
In my head, I wasn't thinking about anything.
Yeah.
Like,
someone
was like, oh, you could get more. I was like, dude, $50 is a carton. And for an 18-year-old,
it's like a grand.
To buy one carton a week, like,
weekend sorted.
Dude,
yeah.
That's it, man. Like, if you get paid in like beers, like, because the way I look at it, man, it's currency because you're going to buy beers anyway.
Exactly. Oh, right. Skip the middleman.
Exactly.
Because I remember you gave me some feral pig stuff.
Yeah.
It was only 2 beers, but I was like, well, that's 2 beers I would have bought.
Exactly.
And now I'm not having to buy.
Exactly, man. But yeah, it's been like, I was really worried, man, because some of them, like, I don't really like my darker beers.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of darker beers. There was one we had, I still haven't given to Darth.
Yeah, haven't tried it yet.
It's a porter from Fields Brewing. Awesome beer.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. But I was worried at first when we got a couple of beers. I was like, if I don't like this and they've given me some free piss, are they going to absolutely rib me? But my old man used to work in the industry and I was chatting to him about it because I said, I got some free piss. He's like, oh, what are you going to do? I was like, oh, I better review it. And he's like, well, if it's shit, let him know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's... Like, I sort of feel bad because the way I think of it as well is that, like, everyone has a different palate. Everyone has different taste buds. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean you're not going to like it. But also, it's someone's, like, livelihood and that's their passion. And they've
like
just
a brewer spent hours and hours on a recipe.
He's been perfecting this for years and years. And then just for some bloke who knows nothing to just rip it to shreds would be so bad. So I've had all these thoughts going through my mind. And then Dab was just like, they'll appreciate honesty over anything.
And so, it's about the way you deliver the feedback.
Exactly. Like, man, like, when I've had it, I'm like, look, not bad. I don't, like, this isn't my style of beer, but I feel as though if you like this type of beer and you've liked this beer, this could be for you.
Yeah.
And we actually had some pretty good feedback, like the sours from Brick Lane.
Yeah, Brick Lane.
So there's a couple of different sours. There's a Goza, which is like a salt-based sour.
Yeah.
So it's not as intense on the sour. And then there's kettle sours, which is where you get all your sour taste.
Yeah.
Now, when I did the review, I didn't read into what it was, these like 2 beers. But I was like, okay, like to me, it reminds me of a kettle sour. It isn't the most sour beer, but it tastes like a cruiser. It actually tastes like a vodka cruiser, which is pretty fucking sick.
That's fucking real sick.
It was real tasty, but you know, like if I'm going for a sour and I want a sour beer, I wouldn't buy that one, but it would be very refreshing in summer. And we then found out it was a kettle sour and I was like, oh, well, it genuinely tastes nothing like it. Yeah. But I think like they were really appreciative. Yeah. Like, they took it on board and they were like, okay, because they did the way they did the brewing process was different to most other people. They got their fresh fruit after the beer was done and then dunked it in and let it sort of soak in for a couple of days. Whereas people introduce like the bacterial culture and the fruit beforehand.
See, this is one thing, Klutz, that I don't think you realize, but you just said you don't know much about beer.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit, bro. Like, honestly. Like,
you know where he learned that, though? Yeah. We did a podcast on what makes beer sour.
This is the thing. Like, you say, like, you're just an average dude. You've been doing this for like a year.
Yeah.
Man, you'd have more of, like, both of you would have more of a beer knowledge. Like, I come into conversations about beer and have more of a knowledge because of talking to you boys. And like when you say like, oh, I'm just, you're not really, like, you've run a beer page for a year. Yeah. You would know more than the average person about beers. And like I know for a fact, if I went to Miss K's and I asked her about the sours, like, or any of the beers, you'd be able to tell me at least three things about each beer. 100%.
Yeah. Which is, so, yeah, like when you know, put when it, you like that, it like
you even coming down and say, oh, this is like, not obviously this beer, this is from a Scat Ass brewery in New Zealand. And they started in a garage and blah blah blah. Like,
Exactly. But well, just on that tangent, then I want by the end of the year to know more about hop varieties and all that sort of stuff, because you know there's all these different hops out there which really affect the flavor of beers. Like, I know like the major hop in Stone and Wood's like a Galaxy hop, but like, what is it about the Galaxy hop that gives it that like sort of fruity taste? Like, how can you identify what are different hops, that sort of thing? And honestly, I reckon if we can start to do that, like, the benefits to like our community on the page will be like, people will be like, holy shit, like, probably start listening to us a bit more.
Because you start getting into that realm of like, obviously you boys have the entertainment side, but then obviously the educate side as well. Like, two massive things, like entertain or educate, like, why not do both? You know what I mean?
Exactly,
so like,
man.
So, because you've started, and I think it's really cool what you've done, and it just, and I don't think it's really cool, just, I think it's really cool as it is too, but I think it's really cool as for you as a person, Klutz, because you've started writing the blog, like, and that's something that I don't think a lot of people would know about you, or think, you don't look at you and go, oh, that dude writes a blog, but I think it's important because you now are like, one thing, you're like writing about these things, but like, you're sort of breaking a stereotype as well. Like,
bro,
it's cool.
It's funny
that
you
stuff.
Say that, man, because like, I've had so many people, like, everyone looks at me and they go, oh, I remember like when I was at Grill, this chick I worked with, her partner came in and was like, that dude, what's he doing here? Like, I thought he was a tradie. Like, I've seen him around here before. Yeah. And, but like, man, like people won't know, but like, I fiend like science and like that sort of shit, man. Like,
and people like, Klutzy, how many blogs have you done? Just the one?
I've just done the one, but I've got a couple in the works. But like, the way that I think of the blogs is, I can do some comedic ones because I used to be fairly decent at English as well. Yeah. So I can do some fairly decent ones that are a little bit funny, but like, I love writing down things to convey story.
Yeah.
Like, when I do stuff, like, the way I learn, I need to physically write things.
I'm the
like,
same, man.
At
I can't
uni,
type.
Bro,
I can't type notes.
I can't type notes because I'm not processing it. Because I actually have to think about like what I'm writing down. That's how I process things. Yeah. Whereas if I'm typing, I'm just like,
it's funny as well. Like, I so for my work, I do a fair bit of like communications, like writing big long format things to communicate stuff to like our network, and like Klutz will send me stuff. He's like, oh, like this is the blog I'm thinking, or this is the email I'm going to send. And people are like, oh fuck, you must sit there and edit all. It's like, dude, I put like an extra enter line in here, and the rest was like, I didn't change anything. Like,
that's why I get
literally
so fucking annoyed at you when you're like, oh
man, I don't know about algorithms and shit.
I was like, dude, like learn. Like,
he even said to me, I'm not the best at writing. I was like, dude, this is like perfect.
Yeah.
It's literally perfect.
Yeah. Cause we were talking about like your TikTok. I got under DAS and like, obviously like, I've done the Pokemon card thing and it just randomly like blew up, and I was like, dude, it's like an easy avenue if you roll the right ways and work the algorithm, and like all your like, of course, like you got the snippet stuff, but like your shit that you do is fucking funny, but like
I just get bored.
You post it, dude. You post it like a fucking kook. Like, you just post it like nothing. I'm like, dude, if you like hashtag shit and got it in.
Because I've actually been trying to work out TikTok.
Yeah.
Because like at the start, man, I was doing like hashtag FYP, like beer, this sort of shit. And I was just like, why? Like, just having a look. I was like, not tooting my own horn, but fuck, I'm laughing at myself a lot. Like, there was one that we did, like, probably my favorite one that we did. There was this competition.
That's such a good one, Lionel. Not tooting my own horn, but fuck, I'm laughing at myself a lot.
There was Southwest, Bloody Southwest Sour. So Colonial Brewing had a competition called Rip the Lid Off, and they wanted you to post a video of ripping the lid off. So I was up north with the boys. And what I did was, I was like, all right, I've got this idea. We need to welcome people to sour country. So let's just do something.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know what I want to do, but let's just do it. So basically what the video was, is that we're on the deck and I was like, this is Klutz, Woody, Stranksy.
I think I saw it.
Yeah, welcome to sour country. And we just did all these random things, sent it in. And the chick was like, this is the funniest thing I've seen. Like, this is so good. I was like, well, it's only got me fucking 1,000 views on TikTok. It can't be that good. But
it's the algorithm though, man. It's high, like it hides things. Like it's if you get caught up in like, this is all about my 20 minutes of research, but it's like, you could post a really funny video, but if it gets hidden in the shit, like it's like, I look at it like, it's like vintage hunting. Like you could go to Vinny's, and Vinny's is a fucking shit show. Like there's so much dog shit stuff in there. But if you don't, you know what I mean? There's going to be a gem, and it's just trying to find a way to get your gem, because everything you post is obviously going to be good. It's going to hit well if the algorithm lets it do so.
Yeah.
So like, you know, learn it. Like, and you got 40,000 views on that. Like,
how did you get on yours though? Pokemon cards?
Like, I think I checked it just before. It's on 160,000.
Have you got many more coming?
Oh, bro, I post every day. Like, I just buy packs every day.
I got a little surprise.
Oh, what?
In Klutzy's mailbag.
No way.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Oh, bro, I was at Kmart the other day.
Oh, you dirt. Oh, blisters! What are they? Are they unbroken bonds? You little fucking dog.
I think I've got another one in here somewhere.
Holy shit. Is that a...
Four unbroken bonds, and there's another Rebel Clash.
Bro, what? You saucy little
man! I was talking to Dobbs.
Oh, fuck you guys!
I've been thinking about it for a while, dude, but I was genuinely like, fucking stoked,
man. Yeah, are you sure? Do you want to open some of these together?
Ooh, up to you, man.
We'll do it. Yeah, well, after this, bro, we'll do it. We'll do an open, dude. Unbroken, but you know, I'm not going to talk about Pokemon cards this thing, but are you like, fuck?
Yeah,
man.
That's for you, man. Well, you've backed us. So,
I back you guys all day, man. But the thing about backing you guys is I don't back. Like, this is one thing about the podcast that I have is, like, I don't put people on here just for the sake of putting people on here. Like, I put people on here who I genuinely think are, one, good humans, and two, what they're doing is positive. And, like we talk about this all the time. Like, the page is so, it's just so friendly, and it does so much for so many people. And, like, I saw, like, you know, girls posting on the page, and we spoke about this as well. I've never seen like women so like welcomed into a community that is predominantly male, and it's like it makes you feel good seeing that. And
I got real pissed off a few weeks ago. We went and all caught up. I came from work, so I went to a mate's place, went and all caught up at Bordy's, and one of the girls was like, oh, someone's commented something on a video. So Steph had posted a video and this bloke had commented, and he's like, thought this was a blokes only thing. And I responded in the heat of the moment. And I was like,
no.
Oh no. I did delete it afterwards, but I responded afterwards and I was like, this page is for everyone. If you don't like it, fuck off. It's no skin off my back. Like, don't care if you leave.
That's sick,
like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then I deleted the whole comment thread.
Yeah.
And the girls are like, oh my God, you said that and he deleted it. I'm like, yeah, fucking. But yeah, like in the heat of the moment, I commented that I was like, no, that's not what we're about. So I just messaged the bloke and I was like, man, doesn't matter if you're pissed or sober, just that's not what we're about.
Yeah, because clean the fuck up.
I think the biggest, like we've spoken about it before, like how do we, because we want everyone to feel involved. We got a lot of girls on the page, but none of them really post. And girls like beer. So it's like, why? Like, how do we get girls to feel comfortable about
it's fucking, and it's 20, it's 2020, mate. Like, grow the fuck up. Like, exactly, it's man. The way it is, you know? Like, you know, dudes do makeup tutorials. Mm. That's sick. Why can't girls do fucking beer reviews?
Exactly, bro. Like, and I think, like, the sour beers, for example, like, the sour beer is targeted at the girl market because,
I had a sour beer the other day and I gave one to Kia and she was like, that's not beer. I was like,
Yes, it is.
Welcome. These are sours. Like, like, this is it.
Welcome to sour country.
And that's what I mean, man. It's great. Like, I had a mango sour the other day and I gave some of it to Kia and she was just like, this is like, I could actually get around this. And I was like, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's cool. Like,
and that's what, like, I think a cool thing about our group is that we've had a bunch of our, like, female friends come out and be like, we've been buying sours and we love it. Like, my cousin, man, she hit me up a couple of months back and was like, okay, give me your best sours. So far, me and my girlfriend, we've done blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she had, like, I don't know any other ones.
And I was like, oh, shit. Like, she's like, all we do is look for sour posts. Then we go and drink it. I'm like, well, post up a fucking review then,
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's good, man. I really like it, so.
I think
even,
a lot of people
even for, like, it's not even just with the girls. Like, there's been a few posts where people have sort of, and nothing, like, extreme, but people have sort of had a go at someone, and we've sort of just jumped on it and be like, hey, like.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, it's like people almost having a go at each other, and then one of us jumps in and is like, hey, boys, like, come on, we're all mates
Some
here.
Some bloke sent the biggest apology to me the other day, like, commenting, and I was like, we've all been there, man. Just like.
The thing that's hard, too, is you do have a lot of groups, like, mate groups in there. Like, I use Grommy for an example. Yeah. If Grommy posts something, like, it would be very hard for me not to be like, oh, you fucking loser.
Idiot.
But in my head, I'm like, you know, like, on a page like yours, as much as, like, it's funny because it's like, we're mates and he knows I would never, like, say anything bad on purpose. It's hard to differentiate between what's a joke and what's someone getting
on their
having a dig. I think
that's even when there's been a few instances when that's happened. It's like, there's been people, like, just, like, paint each other out and, like, and they're like, oh no, we're mates, we're just like
just an explanation like it's not legit it's and that is always going to be hard, and as the page grows it's going to be harder with that and but at the same time, like, I think if people have a genuine, like, you can also tell what's just, I find it sounds stupid, but I find the genuine, like, people having a go at someone are less offensive than the ones where you're if you're shitting on your mate, you say something really fucked up.
Yeah,
it's like
really personal.
He has to be a mate. Whereas if you say, like, oh, like, even if you say, like, this is a dumb tasting beer, mate, you're like, oh, that doesn't seem like what you'd
you're
say to
mates.
Your mate.
Like, if I was going to pay you out, I'd personally attack you.
Yeah, you'd be like, you're a fucking vegan and you run a podcast, you fucking loser.
What would you know?
Yeah, bro. On posting, there's someone, obviously, like, he comes up all the time and I get fucking multiple messages. I could only imagine what you guys get, but I get messages all the time.
I already know where this
Julian,
is.
Julian Woods.
I can tell straight away.
Julian Woods, what, like, how?
My mum messaged me about him.
My
Do you have a lowdown on him? Like,
this is actually crazy.
I would, because I know it and you guys know it, but I don't think a lot of people. And you know what? To be completely honest, if you guys don't hit him up for a pod, I will fucking do it.
We should.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, I can. Yeah, so Julian, I've known him for a very long time. He is an incredibly talented dude as well. So he's never stepped on a job site in his life, which is the best thing, man. But so growing up, all he's ever done is prank. Like, he was always a prankster, always like bit of a little shit, but it is what it is. But pretty much he's a videographer. So he does, he's produced videos for, like, Cursor and Shami and Jackson O'Doherty and all those boys. So he does all that sort of stuff. So he's around that sort of prankster vibe. And yeah, he literally just started posting videos to, I don't know, like, get a reaction.
Mate, the one where he said he lost his job because that was, dude, he had me. I fucking messaged you. I was like, I think this bloke got a job from your page,
man. There was people in the comments, like, legit offering him work.
Which, and two things. One thing, incredible acting. Because I 100% thought he was like a fucking scat bloke that lost his job. Two, how many comments were getting this bloke work? So, yeah, like, exactly. You know, as much as it was piss take, that was a good reflection on the group.
Yeah.
But, man, he's just incredibly talented. Like, the stuff that he does is really good. He's real good with videography, and his acting is definitely real good. But he messaged me the other day, actually, and he said, when are you boys going to do an event? I'll rock up in high vids with a spoon.
Dude. That's so fucking good.
So, yeah, no, he's a good bloke, man. He was a real wild in his younger years, but
I can imagine. I've
seen him around a bit, and yeah, he's just incredibly talented with that sort of stuff. So, nah, it's good that he posts. He's genuinely looking for a decent beer that's not a lager that he enjoys.
And like everyone gets around his post, man. Yeah. I know guys that I went to school are just tagging their friends. Because he represents, obviously it's a character, but he represents that, like, because I've worked on a job site before, and there's always one, like, sketch dude that you're like, that dude is not right. And he, like, is a good representation of that bloke. And it's fucking funny, man. All the shit so that he says. Good. Like, everyone can relate to it. Everyone who works in any sort of industry relates to that one scat.
Even the way he talks about the beers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
BWS.
BWS.
Going down to BWS to get it. Yeah. You!
Man, I would love to see, like, what goes into his sort of video planning. Like, because, like, I don't know, man. Julian Wood, hit us up, man. I don't know. If you want to come on the Hermit, you can. If you want, go on the piss as well. Just do a double. We do it like one after another.
Yeah.
But are you going to do it so that... I don't know. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to say this. I'll say this off camera because it's a pretty funny thing. But it's about the interview. But people like him are sick. Like people like... And that's funny. Like you, in a way, you give people a platform. Like... Mm. You
bloody oath, I mean? Man. Like Freeney as well. Freeney's got his platform to just be weird.
Neck beers,
Neck beers.
And he had a kid too.
Yeah, he did. Freeney. Yeah. That's awesome, man. She's recovering well in the hospital, which is good. Yeah, but saw him get footy the other night. And he actually messaged Darcy and I. So what people don't know, Freeney was a fucking freak football player.
Yeah.
Real good footy player. And he got voted into, he copped the most votes for hooker of the decade for Queensland Premier Rugby.
Shit.
And second was Andrew Reddy, who's an ex-Reds player. So they had like a vote off. So he was, what did he say to us? He's like, I've got two warm tallies at home. If I neck one of them, can I post a link in the group to say vote for me? And we're like, fuck 100%
oath, yes. As if you wouldn't. Dude.
So he didn't do it, but he ended up winning the comp by heaps.
Oh, did he win?
I'm pretty sure he won.
I thought he was still going.
Fuck, that's sick.
I'm pretty sure he's won. Like, last time I checked, I don't know if they've fixed it up now, but it was like 63 to 37% or something.
That's awesome.
I still want to see that tallery.
Bloody oath, yeah.
If he wins, he definitely has to neck the tallery.
Yeah.
He'll be off me. I didn't go to training on Thursday, so.
Fuck, man.
But I will stuff it.
Because you're doing a lot of, you do a lot of like post training session beers with the boys, hey?
Yeah, dude, I drink way more beers now, mate. Like I've always enjoyed my bevvies, but
now I'm more so.
Yeah, dude, I get home and I never used to drink at home ever. Never one beer, like, because I'd just be like, what's the point? I'm not getting pissed.
I enjoy but that now too, actually, yeah.
It's if I get home, crack a gold after training, after doing sprints and all that sort of shit.
Well deserved.
God, it's as one of Dad's mates describes it as angels pissing on your tonsils. That's what beer is. So that's what I feel. Forex gold hitting the back of my throat after training is angels pissing on my tonsils. Yeah,
oh,
it's fucking awesome,
mate. Yeah, your dad's an avid follower of the Hermit podcast, man.
He loves it. He loves it.
I'm glad, man. Michael A.
Yeah.
Shout out Michael Clutterbuck.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Big O's.
Yeah, what a G.
Hey, he's funny. Like, we'd like some older blokes to start posting more as well.
Why was there reviews with my old man?
Yeah.
He's so about it, but he's just like, man, I don't know how to use a fucking phone.
Yeah.
So of course he's not going to, like,
actually,
there's
a pending post in the group right now. Someone just posted saying, thanks, mate. And I think it must've been because one of his mates added him or something. I don't know.
it just says thanks for the ad.
Boys. Yeah. Who is this?
But, no, it's funny. Dad tells me he's like, plans of what he wants to do for reviews.
Oath,
so he loves the Brick Lane beers. He bought a mixed carton the other week. And he's like, okay, so what my plan... Because he's a FIFO worker, so he's away this week. But he's like, okay, so what I want to do is I want to do like an unveiling and be like, I liked this one and I couldn't decide which other ones I wanted, so I ended up getting the mixed pack. Stay tuned for more beer reviews.
That's
bro.
Fucking
I was
sick.
Like, good on your dad. That's so sick, bro. Like, awesome. But he's literally got it all planned out, and he actually wants to do the next Cook 'em with Pot segment with
me. Dude, I loved that. Yeah. That was fucking fun, eh?
Dude, I could, so I can, stoked.
You know, the funniest bit about that, okay, so there's this podcast called Two Bears, One Cave, right? And one day they left the producer's mic on, and the producer is in the back, and he laughs so hard at Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer, and it adds to the thing, so they kept it in there. If you turn the sound up, dude, you can hear that sound. You hear
it's
like
in all of their videos.
Yeah, and in my head, I'm like, in my head, I can hear the laughing, and then I see Klutz react to you laughing, and I can see the camera like kind of shaking, and it makes it so much better.
Literally,
like, it's
all
so
of their videos.
Good.
There's one, the one we did in the Pokies last week of Sam. I can't remember what he said. He's like, we're like panning across him. He's like, I come from a stable home, so I've never really played this. Here, yeah. He's going.
Yeah. Thanks, boys. Glad to be here. I come from a stay at home. I haven't really played as much, but let's see how we go. And Darcy's is there just going.
Man, I said the other day, I said, teach a man to fish. Catch a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, teach a man to fish. And all I could hear in the back of my head was, if you had a monopoly over the fish market, why the fuck would you teach him how to fish? And I was like, holy fucking shit. And my dad was there listening to that TikTok, and he was like, what are you idiots even talking about?
Nothing.
I said dad,
nothing.
And dad was pissing himself. He goes, he's got a fucking good point.
He does. Yeah, 100%, man. Why the fuck would you get, I said it in the podcast with fucking Connor, because he was talking about like distributors and stuff like that, and he wouldn't give it away. And I was like, yeah, mate, you know, like, if you teach a man to fish, you fish for a day, but, or whatever. Yeah, and then he's like, yeah, but you don't really want everyone fishing, do you?
It's funny that some people on because we posted on TikTok, which is the one that went really well, and people have been commenting like, it's not about that. It's about, and it's like,
we've been commenting back, and we're just like, maybe Big Bad Bass is just a bit of a savage.
Dude, I opened a Pokemon. I did a fucking dumbass video. It was a beer video. I was going to tag you boys actually, but then I was like, fuck, there's too many tags. But it was like, how to get a free beer out of Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I saw that.
The amount of fucking people that are like,
you pay for the Pokemon cards.
You pay for the cards, man. Yeah. And I was like, holy shit, that's right. Like, half the population are kind of stupid.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, it's.
But in a way, you're like, at the same time, the more people that comment on your vid, the algorithm just fucking pierces away, man. Yeah. That's why when all these like little fucking 12-year-old kids comment first, second, third on my video, I was like, yes, comment.
Keep commenting.
Fuck, man. It's really fun. I love that. Shit. Fuck, what were we talking? We're talking about Julian Wood. How the fuck did we get over there?
Tends to happen with us.
Do you find now that because obviously... Like you're creeping in on like 5,000 members, creeping in on 1,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah.
Like, are you finding that, like, how are you finding keeping up with the review posts? Like, I could imagine you're getting a lot more now. Is it?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
To be honest, I haven't found it that difficult. I'll go through at the end of the night.
Because mainly it's like, when you think about it, like, we'll get a few during the week. Like, it's literally two or three a day. So, like, and that's fine. You're just at home, you see the thing, because we got to approve every post. But it's like the Friday and Saturday nights when it heats up. And sometimes it's bad when we're out on the piss together and you wake up on like a Saturday morning and there's like 14 pending posts. Yeah. Like, oh, fuck. But,
I woke up this morning actually and some bloke had posted at like 1 a.m. He's like, who wants to come meet Mufaro at, for a drink at Rick's? And I was like, well.
Oh, not
no one's
me.
Meeting you now, man. But
that's gonna be a cool feature too. If like, I mean, you know, if it's done, and this is coming from a teacher who knows if you give someone an inch, they'll take a fucking mile.
Yeah.
But if you get to a point where people are like, "Hey, boys, my mates are going home. Like, I need someone to get them pissed with. Yeah. I'm at this place." All of a sudden, like, all the boys G up and girls G up around like,
so sick.
Let's hit there, like, and then you got some random bloke who's like, "Fuck, my mates are going home. I'm by myself." All of a sudden, like, these five other blokes come through, like, "Hey, you're the dude from the page."
But that's the thing that I'm real keen about is, like, in my mind, I'm imagining in the future there's a couple of blokes with our shirts on who don't know each other, and they see each other at a pub, and then we just so happen to be at the pub and we see them, and it's like, oh yeah, I just met this bloke, because like, it'd be so sick if that's a conversation starter and that sort of thing. Like, I'm pretty keen to have an event. Like, well, yeah.
We need an event. We're looking for an event. I've said very soon. Like, I said to Sterling as
We've
well.
We've pretty
like,
much got a date locked in.
Yeah,
think.
Fuck. Yeah. I'll be there, man. Yeah. I'll be there.
It'll be sick to get a collection of like. I'm keen for like our mates to come support us, but I'm also really keen for people I've never met to come.
Yeah, and like know who you are too, and just man, even down to doing like maybe like you could even do like. I think we spoke about this, doing like a live potty with like you, me, you guys, me, Sterling, just talking fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like I think the boys from Unpacking Brisbane, like I think they were at Fritzenberg and they did like literally a live show of them like they did a live podcast of unpacking a city.
I think what we would do as well, so like obviously it'd be good just to have a beer with everyone, but to add a bit more like make the event a bit more exciting and like we haven't locked anything in, but get people in from breweries, like brewers and stuff, and do like a live podcast and have half an hour with Wade from Ballistic and half an hour with Luke from Fields, and like the guys can come in and talk about their beers and stuff, and then they'll be on tap there, but also they'll hang around to ask any questions and blah blah blah.
You could it sounds so dumb. Actually no it doesn't. Fuck off, Mattson. This sounds like a good idea. Get like, you know, whether it be anywhere, but get each brewery to set up a
little stall thing,
a booth, and you could you could essentially create. I mean, I'm gonna say create, but like because it's probably been done, but do like a mini beer convention.
Yeah, like
how good would that be?
Both,
like,
man, and I think the best thing is that we've spoken. Well, I've heard Dar speak about it before on your podcast, but when you have a look at our group, it's a bunch of, you know, early to mid to late 20s blokes who are just coming out of uni. They're starting to get a bit of coin. They love getting on the piss, but they're looking to go from gold to something else.
Yeah.
So we've got this holy grail of people who are looking to crash into craft beers.
Mm.
And if we can get a couple of craft breweries along who are like, hey, here's your shit. This is what it's priced at. It's actually not that bad, like price-wise. Like, that's a gold mine. That could potentially be, like, you know...
We say it all the time. Like, you look at other beer pages who are, like, influencers, and they get sent all the free beers and stuff, and they post a sick photo, and it goes off. But you look at the comments and their likes, and it's like, Mattson_beers, beers_reviews. Like, it's just all other beer pages that
not
like
people.
It.
Like, yeah, it's just other...
It's just other review pages.
Well, that's like, why I always find that with, like, promoting the podcast, like you could all these hashtags and stuff like that, but you find that everyone who likes and comments on the video are just other, like, not I wouldn't even say other podcasts, but other companies that obviously are looking to produce podcasts, and they'll like hit you up like, hey man, like what you're doing, like, do you want to come in and we can sort something out? It's like, no, that's not the fucking point. Yeah. Like, I don't want to fucking sell this shit off.
Yeah.
Like, whether it makes money or not, I'm going to run it myself exactly how I want to run it without anyone telling me what to do.
Exactly, man.
And it's like that. Like, you don't want that sort of, like...
What's the point? Like, basically, at the end of the day, if we want to sell Bloody Brilliant beers, we need to provide value to whoever's buying it, right? Mm-hmm. And if it's a brewery who wants to sell beers, what's the point of promoting... Like, if our audience is all other people who are promoting beers, no one's going to buy their product at the end of the day.
No.
Whereas if we've got people who, as Klutzy just said...
You've got consumers and sellers.
Exactly. Mm. We've got people who are genuinely interested in other products. Like, that's... And I feel like that's the biggest value of our group. So,
definitely.
I think... And doing events would just be so good to also grow the community. Like, people... Like, we can meet people, but people can meet each other and, like... Because you see, there's a lot of people who are, like, very active in the group. Like, there's people who post occasionally, but there's people who post, like, every weekend.
Yeah,
like, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, I think we've
like, probably got 12 posts pending from Blanchy already.
Yeah,
in
that's
this,
sick.
In this time,
that's good, man. I like that. That's good that you can, like, you have that consistency too. I love the multiple ones too. Like, I love the ones where people literally will buy five different beers and, like, that's their night. Their night. And, like, that's the thing. I mean, like, I could, like, you know, fucking whip a dead horse or whatever it's called, but, like, we said this every time you
teach
come
a man
on
to fish.
That you, but like you could fucking Monopoly, mate. If that dude's had a shit week, and his thing that's getting him through the week is getting five beers, sitting down, reviewing each beer, posting it. Like you've made
we've
this
won.
Dude's week. You've won. Like money's nothing.
Yeah,
but that
like we're
is
not
everything.
Making money off
exactly.
this by any means.
Fuck no. I was at my girlfriend's place last night for her stepsister's birthday, and Erin, when she has a couple of drinks, loves telling everyone that we've got a beer page. So she's telling the neighbors about this beer page, and they're like, oh, so like, how much money you're making off it. And the stepdad asked as well, how much make? And I was like,
and they get $3,000
anything.
Yeah.
I was like,
we're making debt.
Yeah. I had to buy a laptop for this to happen. Yeah, exactly. Fucking $2,500.
And the thing that annoys me the most is like, we've both copped heat from older generations of, but how are you going to make money off it? Well, yeah. Like, you know what? Like, you're thinking from such a, and I feel like our generation now, with all the different resources and stuff we have and the different types of people we look at, like, we're massively inspired by Ice.
Yeah.
The thing is that you need to be putting out all that content. Like, it's not a short-term money game because you're not going to succeed because, you know, like,
We spent 6 months to sell 30 shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's
it, man. Yeah. It's
6 months. I have thousands of dollars on beers.
Yeah. But equipment, laptops, travel, like,
exactly, time. Man. Like, it's, but we love it. And that's the main thing. Like, at the end of the day, like, I haven't done something this enjoyable in a long time. Yeah. Except play for Jeeps. Like, that's probably the only thing. Had to plug it down for.
It took him 45 minutes.
Yeah. But like, that's the thing, man. Is
what
that
time? It took him 50 minutes before he plugged Jeeps.
Yeah.
That's good for you, man.
Were you just sitting there like...
Yeah, boy.
It literally just came to my mind then, but oh well.
Got to get it out.
You got to give him a say.
It's amazing when you do, like, you know, I was talking to Darcy through the week, and like one of the things I've always wanted to, like, podcasting is always something that I've wanted to do, and it's something that I'll always do, and I don't care where it takes me. It's just fun, and the people I meet is just the best. But one thing I always wanted to do as a bucket list is I always wanted to create a platform for like my Pokemon shit, because I'm a massive fan and I love it, and it's something that through, like, you know, tough times as a kid or tough times even as a teenager, you always have that one thing that got you through everything, and it's like I've always wanted to have a platform for it, and now I just went, fuck it, what the fuck, why am I waiting? Just I'll make a platform, and I'm lucky enough it's going really well, but it's one of those moments where you're like, fuck, I wish someone told me when I was 18 or 19, you know what, dude, do what you love. Don't worry about what people think. Don't worry how much money it makes. Don't worry anything. Just fucking do it and have like the best time. Like, and I think we're lucky. We're in a time where, like, you know, we're doing things that make us so happy. And, you know, we're so lucky in that we did that. We took that leap, and you wonder, you're like, how many people are sitting there at home, even listening to this, that they want to start something, but they're like, nah, it's too hard.
And you know, the craziest thing is, it's like, I'm a sucker for it as well. And we've done it with almost everything. We've done, like, oh, okay, the group's gone well, we're going to do vlogs and a podcast. And it's like, yeah, cool. And then it just never happened. And like, literally, when we did the podcast, like, okay, Klutzy, Jay and I all had the day off. I was like, fuck it. Like, we didn't have equipment. I was like, just come around. Well, we've got headphones. We've got a laptop. Like, we'll just make it work. And it was shit, the first one, in terms of like audio quality. But like, if we didn't do that, we may have never started the podcast and gotten better and better. And like,
and then what? Look, think of all the fucking people you've spoken to on the podcast.
But even just, it's the same with everything, like building the website for the shirts. And I was like, okay, so eventually we'll get shirts and I'll build a website. And just like, yeah, okay, eventually. And one day I was like, I'm just going to do it tonight. And I went into YouTube and typed in how to build a website. And at the end of the night, had a website. Like,
yeah, man, it's cool. It's so, that's what I mean. Like, you look at it, like people say sort of like, oh yeah, no, you're lucky you get to do these things, but it's like, well, what's stopping you from doing it?
Yeah,
exactly.
You
know? Just go out there and give it a crack.
Yeah. Distribution's free.
Yeah, man, it's so great. And that's why it's also too, it's great that you know, you meet different people that are like-minded in that they like doing the same shit as you do as well, which is fucking best. And like, even out of like your potty with like on the piss, like I still to this day think that is the greatest concept, because the thing about that is people want, like, everyone wants to be on a podcast. Believe it, most people do, because they enjoy talking, and odds are they listen to it. Like, I think it's like 1 in 3 people in the world now listen to a podcast at least 3 times a week. So, and the idea of starting one is tough for some people, but you give members of the group, whether they're your mates or whether they're just people who obviously post a lot, you give them the opportunity to say, hey dude, come talk for an hour, let's see what happens. Like, there's no pressure on you, you don't need to start your own thing, but you give them spotlight.
It's funny as well, you know, people always ask us like, oh, what do you do to prep for the podcast?
Nothing.
What do we do to prep today? Like, I set up a fucking table, I gave you two boys drinks.
We literally drive in to the Caxton to do it, and I'm like, whoa, have you got anything? He's like, oh, maybe like one thing to talk about. It's like, oh, okay, we'll see how we go.
It's like today when Darce picked me up, we were just like,
nice.
He's like, oh, okay, we might try and do this. I was like, yeah, sweet. I think I've got a bone to pick with this company. It fucks me off. He's like, yeah, sweet. We'll go with that. That's, like, that's all that's
we
it.
Need. Yeah, man. It's And they're the best because it's so natural. Like, when you do it, like, so naturally like that, there's no, like, you know, I hate the idea of, like, when you listen to, like, a scripted podcast, it does feel, like, it's different. If it's, like, a business one or a learn-to-do-something one, but, like, if you're listening to, like, a comedy one and it's scripted, like, you know they've sat there, worked on jokes, you're like, doesn't feel the same, like...
And some of our best stories and moments from the podcast have come from, like, we'll say something and someone else will respond and then we'll be like, holy shit, and tangent off into, like, something else that's happened and it just, like...
Exactly.
Spirals out of control.
Yeah, because the whole idea around it is you want it to be like conversations that happen at a pub.
Exactly.
Those are the conversations.
That's, and that's, it's so, and like everyone can relate to that. Even if even if you don't drink, you've probably gone and had to witness some fuck scenario.
Yeah, or even overhearing conversations.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Fucking hilarious. Yeah. Like you overhear how much like some, like the best thing is overhearing shit horse tips.
Yeah.
Like when you're sitting on the tab and you overhear some dude like, yeah, mate, she'll fucking run forever. I tell you that right now. And the thing fucking dies.
Yeah,
in the
it does
ass.
Run forever because it's still running. Yeah. It hasn't finished the race yet.
Legit, man. That's the best thing about it, eh? So where, like, obviously, where to now? What's the go? What's the projected?
We've got shirts on sale on Thursday night. I don't know what date it's going to be. This Thursday.
Well, I think it's the...
Today's the 11th.
Give us a date. Because it's 16th, sure it's I think. This will come out not this Monday, the Monday after.
They'll be sold by then.
Hopefully. So that would have sold by then.
Hopefully there's none left.
Can
you just check if you listed please and buy one?
This will be the follow-up marketing.
And we're also working on... We've launched a bit of a tech service at the Caxton.
Oh, fuck, almost that's like what I was going to talk about, yeah.
Almost like a soft launch. Ideally, we'd like to have it every week. We'd send out a deal that is from all different bottle shops in Brisbane, but at the moment, we've just run it a few times at the CACs, and it's been really good. Mm. So basically, people sign up for free through the website. They put their phone number in, and we'll send you a text with this week's deal.
Or
so,
news
like,
from Clutzy.
Yeah, you never know.
on that... OnlyFans.
Only cans.
Bro, we've actually, every time we get pissed, we talk about how funny it would be to start an OnlyFans account of posting pictures of our feet.
No, you've just said that. I've never
said
feet.
I just wanted to sound better.
Yeah. Dude, I still, to this day, you said, you posted an Instagram story and you said, what do we want from Bloody Broom Beers? And I still, to this day, want a 12-month calendar with each month
that's
a
been...
photo of naked Klutzy with a can of beer of the week. Covering his dick.
It'll be out for Christmas this year.
Oh,
Christmas presents.
Could you please? Dude, that would... Even if you do it as a fucking...
Don't need a big can or either.
No, that's what I mean. You could do like little... You know those tiny
except
little Bundy
balls.
Rum cans?
Don't need a big can for the pee-pee, but the balls.
Yeah. So we're hoping to expand the tech service. We got shirts and more merch. Like we said, we'll have hats. We probably won't sell these ones this run, but we'll do some hats and stuff. Yeah. Events, we're locking about to lock one
events,
in.
Events, man. I'm very keen for the events.
It has to happen, man. I'll fucking
and
froth out.
Also, it's a little bit further down the track. We haven't locked anything in, but we've had a few offers for people to like brew beers and stuff for us as well. There'd be like our own beer, which would be sick.
That would be unbelievable.
That would be huge. Someone actually mentioned they could do it for Christmas, which would be pretty cool.
Which would be awesome. Mm. Christmas Bloody Brewing beers.
Yeah. For the
Bloody
summer.
Brewing Christmas beer.
That's it. But yeah, we still got to iron all that out and figure out, like, it's probably going to cost so much money and we don't have much money, so we'll see what happens.
That's right.
But
it'll happen, man. And the thing is, like, the best thing about it is it's a good thing to get behind. So, like, you know, money is obviously something that comes in a lot, but when you're doing things for the right reasons, there's a lot of people who are willing to sort of say, hey, look, we appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah.
And this is what we're going to do for you. And I can 100% imagine, like, the things that you guys are doing for the beer community, people aren't going to leave you high and dry.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't going to say, hey, we're going to give you, like, you need to do this top tier, give us all this cash.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not feasible for them and it's not feasible for you. So I think people will obviously.
Yeah. Know. Well, fingers crossed, because that, like, that would be insane. Imagine
that'd
we could have
awesome.
That little B thing on a can.
Oh,
like,
bro. Well, that's what I mean. It all works done for you. Like, you've produced, like, I mean, I'm not going to ruin the design, but the design you showed me is fucking awesome. Like, I'll be copying one of those shirts 100%. So, like, and you know, if you keep putting out designs like that, like, it's gonna be so fucking mad seeing what you boys do.
That's sick. Yeah, exactly. And then, like, a couple other things, hopefully once we iron it all out, we'll be doing some like more interactive things with other brewers, which would be sick. And
cooking show
Fuck
yeah, everything.
Yeah, we're doing a whole bunch of different shit. Man, we're just gonna keep grinding,
throwing shit at the wall. Yeah.
We should do skits, man. I'd love to do skits and stuff. Yeah. Like we've got enough funny people in our sort of little circle.
Yeah. We are filming some stuff today, which should hopefully be quite funny.
Oh, really?
I reckon it'll be out by this time.
Yeah, tell them about the.
Okay, so I want to introduce the pool room.
Which is where we do our podcast from.
But how I want to introduce the pool room is to take the piss out of real estate agents.
Fuck yes.
So you know how they do that? Like,
which is easily done.
Yeah, exactly.
Give us your impersonation. He sent me a voice recording the other day and it was perfect.
Okay, I'm just going to think. All right.
Because this will...
I'm going to find it on here. Yeah. I'll play it through.
Yeah. This will probably be out after you do it. So you're not going to ruin anything.
So basically, I think it's going to be something like... G'day, guys. Today we're in Paddington in the heart of Caxton Street at 42 Caxton Street with a 150-year-old pub with just lots of scenery around. Let's get in and have a look.
This is going to be a big one, guys. Yeah.
Over here is the couch where Klutz, J-Boy and Darcy have all sat their asses. If you get your nose close enough, you can actually smell them. Just like real weird shit like that. But yeah, like, but work, I've got... like a suit jacket, which...
You could run a fake blue light and show all the fucking jizz on the ground.
That's a good idea. I can't find this.
Sterling's jizz.
Yeah, but... so we're going to do that. Like, introduce the pool room in a bit of a fun way.
Yeah.
Also, a bit of promotion for Kako.
And then the prep for the weekend video.
Prep for the weekend. Gus Gould. So I'm going to do a Gus Gould style. You know Origin when Gus is there and he's...
Yeah. And he does the... And he's got the spider cameras going in and out.
We're
going
to do one at the Caxton this afternoon.
That would be so sick. Yeah, those videos are going to be mad, man.
Yeah, so...
Like, I love the pool room setup for you boys. Like, obviously, I was going to do some stuff out of there. But, like, with my shit, it's just too hard getting all my shit down there. So, like, but I still want to be down there doing sort of, like, those skit things and stuff like that. But... Like, that pool room setup is so fucking perfect for you boys. I think I messaged you the other day and I was like, dude, every time I see it, like, it's just so, like, it's just perfectly your potty.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything's perfect. Even down to, like, the way you're sitting on the couches. Yeah. Like, it's very,
it's great as well, man. Like, you know, like, there's some TikTok ideas we've got. Like, Darce came up with it the other night. Different types of blokes at the pub.
Yeah.
Well, there's the upstairs bar, which isn't used, which is great because we can use that as a prop.
Bro, well, if you do that video, I want to get in on that. Because that would be fucking funny as.
Yeah, so like, there's just all these different ideas.
We have ideas every day. Like, we should do this.
Do you write them down, heaps?
We just send them to you.
Yeah, bro, every time.
So on Monday, I had 11 till 9 at work. I remember saying to I just had all these ideas come to my head and we're just messaging each other ages. I had nothing to do.
I was sitting at my desk at work. My phone's going, boom,
ding, ding,
boom,
ding, boom, ding.
Because they forgot to order everything in that we needed to prep on a Monday. So I was like, well, you've literally just fucked my day. So it was so unproductive. And I remember saying to Darce, after messaging all this stuff, I was just like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I was like, there's 37 plates there that need to go through the dishwasher. It'll take me 4 minutes. And I've been standing here looking at them for 45 minutes while telling you what we should do.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
That's just how... That was my Monday. So, So, there's just all these different ideas that we've got. And it's good because we're starting to actually write them down because there was a point where we'd be blind and we'd be sending stuff to each other.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And then it's like, fuck, we've messaged so much and we're both so lazy to go back through.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of hidden stuff in there that maybe one day we'll find. But they'll probably come back as well. So it's fucking sick.
I'm fucking excited, boys. I can't wait. As always. We've been going for an hour, lads. And I know you got a fucking big day. For once, we're like not being bums today. Like you've got shit to do as well.
Luna's
wanting to go outside a fucking again.
We did drink a beer at 10 a.m., but that's okay.
Oh, well, it is what it is, mate. No going back.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah. All right, boys, where can we find you? Even though we're all wearing shirts that say where we can be found, but go for it.
All right. Where are we now? We're Facebook, both private and public.
Private?
Yeah, the group.
The group's private. So hit us up on that. Join the group. Come to the Instagram. There's a lot of good shit going up there
TikTok.
Yeah. Website.
The website.
There's a few blogs. Tech service.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Damn. Just bloody brand beers everywhere. Yeah. You guys have pretty much taken over everything. Like, it's good that you got the same name because it makes plugging yourself really easy.
Yeah.
Fucking oath,
man. Sniffing and fucking, all right, we got to get out of here. All righty, gang. You know what it is. It's an Inner City Hammond podcast doing great things. Go follow on Instagram, Facebook, do all your shit. You heard me when I explained it. I do this fucking same segment every single time. All righty, guys. Peace out. Peace and love and shit. And do your thing. Yeah.
See you guys. Love you, boys.
Thanks.